Madir Samadhi. The hadith that we are going to mention now, inshallah ta'ala, it will remove many misconceptions. It will get rid of many misunderstandings. And also it will strengthen our iman, strengthen our faith. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, as reported by Sayyidina Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu ta'ala an, that the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala said, verily, Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel at my grave and empowered him to hear the voices of all creation. Just imagine where that exalted angel is. That exalted angel is beside the blessed Rawda, beside the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And what power has bestowed to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was being stationed next to the Rawda of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah has given him the power to hear the voices of all of those individuals that are sending salawat, all out of all creation that are sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember here, it is not mentioned human beings. Rather, in the hadith, it is mentioned all creation. Whatever creation it is, that angel is presenting the salawat of that creation to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But the hadith, it doesn't end there. The hadith further goes on and it says that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, whoever will recite durood upon me up until the day of judgment, that angel will present his name along with his father's name to me. His name and his father's name. Not only can that angel hear who has recited salawat, but also he knows who has recited salawat, and he knows the father of that person who has recited salawat as well. Look at the power of hearing and the power of knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed this angel that is present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imagine what will be the rank of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself as well. So why should we not say how Sayyidi Al-Azad radiallahu ta'ala an has said very beautifully, duro nazdik ke sunne wale wo kaan, kaane lale karamat pe lakho salam. Glory be to those ears which listen at a wide range of distance, as well as from near and far. May we all pay tribute to and salutate the miraculous, magnificent nature of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May millions of salam be upon you, ya